Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I tell you what, she is Black Girl Magic, a St. Paul educator who has found the secret to unlocking the superpowers of our kids in the classroom. Her birth certificate says Mercedes Yarbrough, but the kids know her as Miss Mercedes. She creates comics about Black entrepreneurships and so many other topics, and she teaches her students using magic glasses that can help them picture a better world. Oh, I just love everything about this woman, and I don't know why she hasn't been on my show today, but we're going to fix that because she is here right now. Ms. Mercedes is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Ms. Mercedes, thank you for being on the show.
Hey, Ms. Shaletta, how are you?
Girl, I am so good. And girl, I don't know how this oversight happened. I don't know how you have not been on this show before now, because you are doing some amazing work with re-envisioning education in the classroom using these comic books. How did you come up with this whole concept?
Oh, I appreciate the love. It really just came from working in the public education system. Like, it's so outdated, it's boring, it doesn't work. And I was the behavior intervention specialist. So all the kids that didn't want to be there came to me. And I learned how to teach working at Freedom School for every summer for 8 years as a servant leader intern. And I always loved art. So that was my way of connecting with the kids. And I always had to innovate and make learning fun for them to stay engaged. And I realized, like, I'm your kid's favorite teacher. And that's why I go by the name Ms. Mercedes, a.k.a. your kid's favorite teacher, because I make learning fun. And I always tell people, to me, love means safe. And right now, a lot of our schools aren't safe because no love is being shown. And it's the person who is showing your kids love that is their teacher. And a lot of times, that's the support staff. For me, it was the intervention specialist, the security guard, the cafeteria worker. So it's not necessarily the teacher with the teacher's license that is teaching the kids. And that's one reason why I say your kid's favorite teacher without being an actual licensed teacher.
And, you know, the thing that I love the most is how you have used these comics and come up with these concepts, and the kids are gravitating toward that. When you first brought those comics in, you didn't know how they would receive them.
No. One thing, I pay attention, so I listen, and they always say great leaders listen, and I never see myself as a leader until recently when people started, like, coming to me for guidance. But what I've noticed is the kids, they love graphic novels and anime. So
yes.
I was like, okay, they don't want to pick up this book to read. So I was like, let me find a way to get them to pick up a book using imagery, but then also giving them the information they need to know.
And, you know, I talk about this all the time with folks who have kids in school. I said, you know, everything in our lives, in our world has changed. you know, banking has changed, the way we work has changed, but we're still using the same model that they used 100 years ago. Sit in this desk, don't move, look at this board, engage with this teacher, answer the questions. You know, and we expect these kids to want to do that every day for however many hundred days they're in class. Really?
8 hours a day.
And you have just come through the door and given these kids something new. Is it like a breath of fresh air for them to be able to engage with you in these comics that you've come up with?
Yes. So I'm glad that you brought up 100 years, because I recently learned that John D. Rockefeller funded the general public education system in 1902. And he made a statement saying, I do not want a nation of thinkers, I want a nation of workers. So if you look at the public education system and why it's still failing, it has not innovated. It's not creating thinkers. And we're seeing that today, as there's a problem with the education system. Mm-hmm. And I was being a thinker. I brought this. I worked in St. Paul Public Schools. I was like, hey, this is working. Let's use this. And crickets. So that inspired me to leave the education world and try to disrupt it by partnering and doing my own, just leaving and doing my own thing so I can do it my way. Because working in the public education system, it's very systematic, and they don't want things like this because it is inspiring thinkers, which I like to call broken robots, which is linked to my next project.
Okay, and you got to tell us what that next project is, because you know I'm nosy.
So Broken Robots is to inspire this generation and to teach them how to balance the use of technology. Right now we're in a spiritual warfare with the evolution of technology, and it's very dangerous, and our kids are not being taught how to use it properly. And we're seeing the effects of technology, how it's doing everything for us. So it's weakening our mind, because our mind is the most powerful thing in our body. So if we're not using our mind, we're opening the door to, we're seeing a rise in mental illness, depression, mm-hmm. anxiety, and I believe it's linked to technology because we're not using our mind enough. I had one of my other comics is called Going Back to Rondo, which is about the Rondo neighborhood, which I'm from, and I had to interview a lot of elders who were 80, 90 plus years old, and I was inspired by them because the stories they shared. They're 90 years old telling me a story about when they were 11 or 10, and they remembered phone numbers, addresses. They remembered everything, and I was just very intrigued. And that's when it clicked to me, like, they grew up in an era when technology was not as a necessity as it is today. And it made them very strong-minded. But look at how old they are, too. Like, they're able to age. Our generation is dying younger and is very weak-minded, which is leading to suicides and just mental illness and anxiety. And I believe it's because we're on technology way too much.
Okay, now you got to tell me about an event that's happening today.
Oh, yeah. So because of Going Back to Rondo, I'm actually on my way there to the Rondo Library to receive an award through Dr. Artika Tyner's publishing, Planting Justice. Her organization. I just won an award for the Black History for Going Back to Rondo.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. Dr. Artika Tyner is an amazing woman, and so that is at the Rondo Library today, and folks are going to be getting out there, and there's going to be hundreds of free books for folks. There's a reading. Dr. Tyner is reading Justice Makes a Difference, and there's kids activities. And, you know, so many people are going to be out there. So if you're looking for something fun for your kids to do, it's going to be at the Rondo Library, 560 Rondo Avenue, which is also Concordia Avenue. And interpreters are going to be there in Spanish, Hmong, Somali, and Karen. Congratulations on your award, Miss Lady.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm just happy people are seeing, because I put a lot of time and effort in this project, which is actually a trilogy series. So the second sequel is coming out Rondo Days, which is coming back this summer. So the weekend of Rondo Days, you guys can get the second copy, which is Rondo Days, because this is a timeline. So the first one is from 1848 to 1956, and Rondo Days is going to be 1956 to 1983, which was the first year of the Rondo Day celebration.
Oh, well, congratulations on everything, and thank you so much for being here. Now, listen, y'all don't go anywhere, because my friend Steve Thompson is coming up next. He has got to predict for me what is going to happen in this game with our Timberwolves. The bandwagon folks are jumping on, then they jump off, then they jump back on again. There is no room on this bandwagon. There's no room for the real diehard fans, because this thing is getting serious, and we are down to the wire. Steve Thompson. His prediction up next.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.